5.13.
Today we're talking about a very interesting experiment to find the most and least honest cities in the world. It involved journalists traveling to 16 cities and losing 12 wallets in each city, and then waiting to see how many people return them in each place. Our reporter, Oliver, has the results. So, Oliver, which was the most honest city?
Well, in first place was Helsinki, in Finland. People returned 11 of the 12 wallets. A businessman who found the wallet in the city's downtown said that Finnish people were naturally honest. He said there was very little corruption in Finland and that people didn't even drive through red traffic lights.
Really? And the least honest?
Well, I was very surprised by this, but the least honest city in 16th place was Lisbon in Portugal. Only one person called to say they'd found the wallet, and he wasn't Portuguese. He was a 60-year-old tourist from Holland.
Interesting. What other results surprised you?
Well, I expected richer cities, cities with a higher standard of living, to be more honest than poorer ones, but this wasn't necessarily true. The city that came in second in the experiment was Mumbai, in India. People returned 9 out of the 12 wallets. One of them was a young mother. She took it to a post office and she said, "I teach my children to be honest, just like my parents taught me."
And which city came next?
Tied for third place were New York and Budapest. People gave back 8 wallets in both places.
And then?
Moscow and Amsterdam tied for fifth. In both places, 7 out of 12 wallets were returned, and people gave great reasons for returning them. In Moscow, a woman said, "I think that people need to help each other, and if I can make someone a little happier, I want to do it." And in Amsterdam, a man said, "My wife once lost her wallet. It was found and returned, so I wanted to do the same."
I notice London is on the list. How did it do?
London was somewhere in the middle, tied for 9th with Warsaw. Just 5 of the wallets were returned in each place. Interestingly, one of the people who returned a wallet in London was a Polish woman. When she found the wallet, she gave it to her boss. He, her boss, said to her, "If you find money, you can't be sure it belongs to a rich man. It might be the last bit of money a mother has to feed her family."
I think that's fantastic advice. So, were there any general conclusions? What did the experiment prove?
47% of the wallets were returned, so that's almost half. And when we looked through the results, we found that you couldn't predict who was going to be honest or dishonest. There was no common factor. Young people and old people both kept or returned wallets. Men and women both kept or returned wallets. And as I said before, it didn't make any difference whether a city was rich or poor. So our conclusion was that there are honest and dishonest people everywhere.